Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. So today we hear of Christ teaching from Peter's boat and then giving him some advice about fishing. And Peter was probably thinking, okay, yes, you're this great rabbi, you're this holy man, but I'm a fisherman. I know what I'm doing. It's my business. I was taught by my father. I've been doing it my whole life. And so what's interesting about this is the fact that although fishing to Peter was his business, in a sense it wasn't. Remember last week I spoke to you about that quote from St. Agathon, where it talked about when he felt that his thoughts were leading him to judge something, he would say, Agathon, this is not your business, and then his spirit would be withdrawn. We have a tendency to think so many things are our business. We have a tendency to want to put our fingers into everything. You know, business comes from the word busy, busyness. And if you do a word study, you find business means three things. One is cares, having care for something, trying to care for it or be careful concerning it. Two is anxiety. The second thing that's listed is anxiety. Those things that we concern ourselves cause us anxiety. And three, finally, you get to occupation. And so, yes, Peter was a fisherman. That was what he did to put food on his table. It was something that he should do carefully, but it's not something that should cause him anxiety. The things that we have been given to lovingly take care of, meaning our jobs that we should do for the glory of God, our family members, our children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, the people that we work with, all of these things are things that we should be careful about. We should handle with care and with love in the same way that our God handles us with care and love. But we shouldn't be busy with it. We shouldn't be anxious with it. Instead, we should trust God. We should trust God that He will take care of us in the same way that God the Son, Christ, took care of St. Peter. He said, throw your net out on the other side of the boat, and all of a sudden there were so many fish the nets were tearing. God has told us that He will take care of these things. Do not worry about what you will eat or what you will wear. That God feeds the birds of the air and clothes the fields with flowers. How much more does He care about us? And that doesn't mean that He'll always care for us in the way that we want Him to. That doesn't mean we're going to have the white picket fence and the two-car garage and the 2.1 children and that kind of thing. But He will give us that which we need for our salvation. And sometimes those things will be painful. Sometimes those things will be a cross, like I talked about last week. But in everything that we do, in every relationship that we have to, as the old Protestant saying goes, let go and let God. Because what happens is we hold on to these things so tight. We're busy with them. We're constantly thinking. Thinking is a busyness, too. We're constantly worrying about these things instead of giving it up to God. I mentioned this last week, but that saying, it's like a quiver prayer. A quiver prayer is one of those short prayers that you say, like the Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Or one of mine's not a prayer, but it's from a talk by Metropolitan Jonah, where he said, do not resent, not react, keep inner peace. It's a great article. We'll print it up and send it out so you can read it. But so that line, Agathon, this is not your business. I would suggest you put that into your vocabulary. You put that into your quiver. Because when something's going on around you that even is your business, you say, Nathan, this is not your business. I have the office of the priesthood. I am the pastor of this church. But yet, God is the pastor of this church. He's the president. He's the one who presides. And so there are things that I have to say, Nathan, this is not your business. I can only do what I can do. And even then when I fail, even when I sin, I repent and I say, Nathan, this is not your business. As it says in the end of the confession, and now having no further cares for the sins which thou hast committed, you may go in peace. You may depart in peace. And that's what's so important about repentance, is having no further cares for those things. Not being concerned with the mistakes we've made in our work or the mistakes we've made with our children, and trying to hold ourselves accountable for the choices that they may make, or for our spouse, or for our parents, or for anybody. But instead, having no further care for the sins, and then also for what that person is going to do with what we can give to them. If you don't go to confession, I don't know if you've noticed this, I'm really big on confession. If you don't go to confession, you're missing out on that no having no further care for the sins which thou hast committed. That's part of this whole this is not your business thing, is letting go of those sins and letting go of everything and just trusting and following Christ and trying with his strength and grace to be the love that he is for us to those around us. And what happens when you can do that, when you can say this is not your business, all of a sudden that weight is lifted. And as Christ said, my yoke is light. And all of a sudden there's not that burden and that yoke. And you can just live to God, live to him, and live in a way that he wanted us to live without anxiety. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.